the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. In the gorgeous kitchen, we have Donna Freed with...
Jo Reese. Hello, Donna.
She's going to be our mixologist today with fruity little numbers. And we are going to make, rather you are going to make, a strawberry mint mimosa for us.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Right, let's get started. What do we need?
All right, serve six, but we're four. Never mind. Ready in 10. All right, we need 8 ripe strawberries, lightly crushed,
right,
plus extra to serve.
Okay. I'll smell that. Oh, it's fresh strawberries. They smell amazing. They're just
British
the best.
Strawberries.
You know, when I was little, I used to go strawberry picking with my parents, and I just eat all of them. Like, you know, sit in a field, stuff them all down.
Right. Be all red and runny.
Okay.
Put the strawberries, creme de cassis, and half the mint in a jug and mix well to extract the juice. All right. Hold on. I will get you a jug.
That's a beautiful jug.
Yeah, we like Donna's. We like Donna's earthenware.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'll give them a go.
Lightly crushed.
I'm going in with a fork.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We need to put in the other stuff. We need to put in the 100 ml of creme de cassis.
Excellent.
All right, where's that? Go on, let's give them that go.
Creme de cassis is, you know, when you have Kir or Kir Royale, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's black currant.
Yeah, it's black currant. So it's like the ultimate Ribena, but it's got a little bit of alcohol in it as well.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah. Smell that. It's lovely.
I absolutely love it. Oh, in fact, that smells of another a drunken time that I had in Paris.
Yes, it's very Parisian, isn't it?
Yes. Kir Royale is one of my...
Right, that's going in the jar.
Oh, don't let that stain you. That could really...
Oh, that's delicious. Right, what have we got next?
We need to add mint to it.
Excellent.
Yeah, just leaves only.
And we have, instead of buying mint, we have mint from my allotment.
Oh, get you. Fantastic.
How much mint do we
What
need?
Else are you growing on there?
It's according to Sainsbury's, it's a half a 20g pack of mint leaves only, but I think you can use your own judgment.
Oh, it smells amazing, Josephine. Smell that. Oh, lovely.
Oh, aromas.
And does the mint need to be chopped?
It's going to get battered around a bit with the fork, isn't it?
This fork thing's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
So just the leaves?
Just the leaves. Sling them in. Let's go. Oh, look, this is delicious. And this is going to go at the bottom of what now? The glasses?
We need half the mint in the jug. It's a girly mojito, isn't it?
That's what it is. It's very summery as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's mint and strawberry. It's delicious. It's this time of year, isn't it? All the strawberries out.
Much easier than all that muddling and things.
Yeah. And also it's Prosecco. I mean, I don't drink spirits, so this is perfect for me.
Well, it's bubbles time of year, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Weddings and all that
bubbles.
Stuff.
It's always bubbles.
Is there a month?
Bubbles in winter.
Is there not a month? Is there a month that's a non-bubbles month?
January.
There is definitely a month.
Yeah.
Is there a month that you go from red wine to white, from white wine to red wine? That
no,
usually happens.
You go from red to pink.
Yes, that's me.
You go
me.
From red to pink to white. Yeah.
Whoa, here they comes the mint. Brilliant. Right, crush away.
Crushing away.
Okay, so put the strawberries, creme de cassis, and half a mint in the jug. Mix well to extract the strawberry juice. Half fill with ice and add some extra half strawberries and the rest of the mint. Pour into glasses and top up with Prosecco to serve. Mm. Now, shall I crush the ice a bit so it's not
it'd be too big. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Gosh, she can do it all. She can even crush ice. So impressed.
Have you got one of those? We've got one of those very old rudimentary machines. You put the ice in, you turn the handle around and it crushes it.
Fantastic.
It's really fun. It's really fun in the summer.
So you can make frappes.
Yes, absolutely.
Creme de menthe and things.
It's one of those millions of things. If you've got loads of things in
there.
Yeah. She's using a linen towel and a fork.
And
a meat tenderizer. So.
All sophisticated.
Effective.
There we go. Right.
So this is like the kind of base of a cocktail, but we're going to get the Prosecco out of the fridge.
Shall I go get it?
I'm going to put strawberry.
This is no ordinary Prosecco. This is Taste the Difference Prosecco.
Yeah, nice.
Conigliano Prosecco. Yep. Yeah. Straight from Northern Italy.
Look at this.
It's a bit like champagne. It's got to be the area where the Prosecco's which is all around Venice. That's where it's made. And now, officially, more Prosecco is drunk in England than champagne.
Really?
It's overtaken it last month.
She's decorating the glasses. Look at that. Right, should I open this Prosecco?
I'm so happy I'm having a drink on a Wednesday lunchtime.
It's summertime.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think we need the tray.
We need a nice cocktail tray. But don't you find cocktails are just suddenly so fashionable? Whenever you go to a restaurant now, the first thing they offer you is an amazing cocktail. You know, I've had rhubarb Prosecco. I've had, the other day I had something with like a mimosa leaf in it. You know, it is incredible. This
usually the tray of caffeine.
What's your favourite cocktail then, would you say?
I'd say this, yeah, because I love Kir Royale, so, because I don't drink spirits generally, so.
I don't generally, but if I do, you can't beat a martini or a gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic, that's really
Well, that's not a cocktail, for God's sake.
I like a sea breeze.
That reminds me of those some heady days.
Now
we pour in this amazing crushed mimosa mixture.
Oh.
Here we go.
Some have more than others. Hold on. Oh wow. Stunning.
This should be our Radio Gorgeous cocktail.
It is. I think it is. I think it's been named.
The official
Radio Gorgeous cocktail, yeah. So we're now about to have the strawberry mint mimosa made by Jo and Donna.
Gorgeous colour.
Cheers, girls.
Gorgeous.
Happy
girls.
Summer.
Happy summer.
Cheers.
Radio Gorgeous.
Yeah. Radio Gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. Here's to you.
Gorgeous all around.
Sainsbury's magazine recipe.
I could have quite a lot of that, couldn't you?
Yes,
that's delicious.
It could slide down quite easily. Ooh. It's like Pimm's. It makes you feel like it's healthy. I'm having one of my five a day.
Yeah, you know what makes it healthy? Actually, the ice. Because it isn't pure alcohol. It's slightly watered down, so it's got that more refreshing feel to it.
Exactly. And I've got organic homegrown herbs.
The mint's delicious, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, and mint's. British strawberries.
Yeah, from Essex. And also, it's easy, it's light, and it's long. You know, a long drink, isn't that? A short drink's really annoying, isn't it? Because you're over it. But this, I could sit for, a good half an hour.
But also, you could make a big jug of it, couldn't you? And then just sort of top everyone up. Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Well, the thing is, you keep the fruit separate, the fruit mixture. You have that in the jug, and you top up with the mimosa. Yeah. I'm liking it.
Good for a party, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, I love
it. Cheers. You'll find this recipe and much, much more in the June edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com.